Hello, and welcome to this special edition of the Micro ISV Show. I'm your host, Michael Lehman, and tonight we're at the SIC Software Industry Conference 2007 Exhibit Night. And throughout the night, I'll be interviewing Micro ISVs who make products that you may not know about, but probably should, and getting them to tell us a little bit about their companies. So, let's get started. Right now, I'm here with Ricky Housley, someone who gives a whole new definition to the term micro ISV. How you doing, Ricky?
I'm doing good.
So you just built an application.
Yes, I did.
What's it called?
It's called Delicious Filler.
Uh-huh. And I understand it's one of those applications that scratched an itch that you had because you were tired of doing something in particular?
Yes.
And what was that?
I was submitting to Delicious some of mom's sites.
Uh-huh.
And I got bored. And I decided to write a program to do it for me.
And how old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay. And so tell me a little bit about what this program does.
It automatically scrapes from the meta tags of a website, and it will submit to Delicious. So it's sort of like Internet Explorer. You can browse, and then when you like something, you can submit it. And it will automatically pull all the meta tags and submit it.
Well, that's great. What language did you use to write it in?
I use Delphi.
Well, that's good. Actually, David I from CodeGear was just here, and he said, you must say you wrote Delphi. So is Delphi the first programming language you've learned?
No, the first programming language I learned was a programming language called Logo.
Okay.
It's this simple programming language where you move around what's called a turtle to draw things on the screen.
Right. I once worked on a logo with Gary Kildall from Digital Research 25 years ago. So what did you move on to from Logo? Was Delphi the next?
Delphi was the next.
But you do have a copy of Visual Studio, though, right?
Yes, I do.
And so what's your next project?
I don't know yet. I might expand to the other social bookmarking programs out there. Dig might be a little bit difficult, but there's a lot of others out there.
And is this an application you sell, or are you just giving it away right now?
Right now, I'm giving it away. I'm trying to find a way to protect it. Hopefully, I'll sell it to somebody. But that's sort of a dream.
Well, you never know. I mean, we have millions of people come to Channel 9 every month. Maybe somebody will see it. What website should they go to?
www.toocoolkids/geeks.
All right, and it's called again?
www.toocoolkids.com/geeks.
And that's two as in T-O-O?
Yes.
Okay. And they should look for a Delicious Filler.
Yes.
All right, thanks very much, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you.
All right, so right now I'm joined by...
Ernest Cook of Better Idea Group.
So you're a micro ISV. What kind of a product do you make?
A micro ISV who is focused exclusively on office accounting. So I have a sub-brand called Big Software, Inc., and we're office accounting specialists. We have add-ins for office accounting that include a report writer for specific reports, as well as credit card functionality that allows office accounting users to store their data locally and keep that. And more importantly, it allows them to get out to any processor they want. So whether it's Chase Payment Tech or TransFirst or really any other bank, using our software, you can get to any of those processors. And, of course, you know, when competition, just like when Office Accounting came in, QuickBooks suddenly had to add new features and become more competitive. The same is true with credit card processing. By enabling lots of processors, they can bid for your business and offer you cheaper rates.
Awesome. And what website should people go to find out about your product?
Yeah. BigSoftwareInc.com. I might add it's an Office Live website. So BigSoftwareInc.com.
All right, Ernest, thanks very much.
All right, thank you.
So right now I'm here with
Giuseppe Faresi.
And Giuseppe, what company are you with?
VivoSoft. It's a web development tool. We do web development tools.
Okay. And what does the product do?
We actually have two products, Forms to Go and Mediata Survey. Basically, they are tools for the web designers that are not programmers oriented. They don't have any knowledge about programming. So these tools create scripts for making sites with dynamic contents. For example, Forms2Go creates script processors to process HTML forms. So you create your HTML form with your favorite web design software, but you need a script. You can grab a script for free on the internet, but these are generic scripts. With Forms2Go, you can create a customized script to process your HTML form, to send the values through email, to a database, add security features to avoid form hijack, very common these days. We have another software, it's Mediata Survey. It's to create online surveys, not just the classical surveys with one question and one web page, but multi-page web surveys. You use the IDE, a graphical IDE, to create your survey with drag and drop, many questions per page. You can add workflow logic, so you can skip some pages based on some responses. And after you create all your survey, you say, create me the script in PHP. You upload this survey to your web server. You have a script, a survey running on your web server. And as soon as you start collecting the survey responses, you can use the same tool to retrieve all the data and analyze the survey results.
Well, that sounds great. What website should people go to find out about it?
It is bibosoft.com, bibosoft.com.
All right, great. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Okay, this time I'm joined by...
Dennis Reinhardt.
And Dennis, you're a sort of newly minted micro-ISV. You just started producing applications recently, right?
Not exactly. I've been independent since about 1999, and I've sold software when the first micros came out. In fact, I sold to the Saul computer, and at the time I was trying to decide whether to go to the Apple II. And so
That's new.
Yeah, the Apple II. And so I decided that because Saul charged its distributors that they were more financially viable than Apple. Not exactly the best call around, but that was my thinking.
Now, I had a Saul as well. So you have a new application just out recently, right?
That's right. Well, it's basically a rework of things I've been doing for the last couple of years, and it's something which allows you to run a desktop HTML page. Google has something like this. Vista has a sidebar in which you can, for example, it comes with a clock, which has a circular shape, and there's easy ways to add things to Vista, add things to Google Toolbar, but what's unique about what I do is there's no toolbar. It's self-running. And it can access your web page, and it's programmed in HTML.
So it's like a standalone toolbar of one, and you can move it around and have it whatever shape you want, that sort of thing.
That's right. Yes. So it's a dockless gadget or widget or a gizmo.
Sounds great. And what website should people go to find out about it?
HTML app. And one of the easy ways to remember this is that it also relies on Microsoft HTA technology, which is a variant of Microsoft of Internet Explorer. And so it's based on HTA, which stands for Hypertext Application. And so I have a name which is similar to that.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for coming on Channel 9.
You're welcome. Thank you.